Coco.
Good on you, Jim.
Good on you.
Good on you, mate.
It's what we do. Good on you, mate, Willis. It's where ordinary Australians do extraordinary things.
That's right.
And this is a gentleman that you know very well, so I'm going to leave the introduction to you.
A good Geelong boy, Jimmy boy. Yes. Of course, been down there, owned a number of Subway franchises and employs hundreds of teenagers.
Yep.
And we're all always bemoaning yes. our kids, what they do at home. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'd get this man in because he's just written a book called 28 Tips for Teenagers, Life Skills, Jim.
Yes.
His name's Craig Goddard. He's boy who plays down there at St Kilda, but that's why we haven't got him in. We got him in because he's written this book. Welcome, Craig.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the book, mate. Why, first of all, have you written a book, 28 Tips for Teenagers?
Well, as you suggested, I employ lots of teenage kids and some of them come along to work and you think, goodness, mate, there's so many things that you could do a lot better. And I've engaged with them over the years, you know, employing them. And so they've shared lots of stuff and I've taken on a bit of a mentor role over the years, I suppose, and the same thing started to repeat. And I thought, well, look, perhaps I'll put down the suggestions I've made to them and see if I can help a heap of other kids.
Mm. Well, it's a grey area for all of us.
Yes.
Bill and I have both got four kids, and mine stretched from 22 down to 9. It was interesting. I was commentating with Nick Riewoldt on the weekend, Craig, and I saw a very young bloke from one of the teams we were commentating, very lippy at one of the opposition players. And I turned to Rui and I said, Rui, I'm getting old, because in my day you had to go around the block a few times before you had your gob open. And he just said, millennials, Jim, how can you ever explain them? And I thought that is a classic comment, because I'm 50 and I've got my kids at that age and I've got no idea half the time what goes through their head.
Yeah, no, look, you're absolutely spot on. And what I talk about is one of the suggestions I make is that get a part-time job, for goodness sake, and learn about what's going on in the real world. And to get a part-time job, you actually need to present yourself in the right way. Just how you approach things. One of the chapters is called Say Lots Without Opening Your Mouth.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's very much...
It's how you dress and how you... I don't read a lot, Craig, but I did. thought I better read a couple of chapters. And it was interesting. Dress well, but also how you walk in. You know, you don't slouch and you actually walk in confident and you don't say anything and you're saying a lot.
Correct. Yeah. And look, lots of the things in the book, people look, oh, look, my dad used to say that, or I've heard that before or whatever. But look, I've tried to put as many as I can down together in one format. They can have a read through them, and we've done it in a bit of a fun way with lots of stories that I've encountered along the way, and hopefully some of it will resonate. Mm.
What about my kids? I can only I only talk to them, Craig. They are, I call them made of Teflon, all four of them. As soon as anything goes wrong, not my fault.
Yep.
And I go, well, it had to be someone's fault because it wasn't broken and now it is. So it's either yours or your brother's. But the instant reaction in 2017 is to absolve yourself of any responsibility and blame.
Yeah, there's a chapter in the book that actually refers to that, you know. And look, as you said before, it's very much a generational thing. And I've identified that sort of thing as well. And I talk about that in there. I mean, you can't... I think that the thing about the book is it's just about trying to encourage kids to make the best of their potential. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
And there's so many little suggestions, things that go on in life that will annoy you and Bill, and they're the people who are going to employ them. So they best know something about it so they can do the best they can.
But you're big also on cuddling and well, not cuddling, but just getting around them and helping them through it, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's the point. I mean, that's been the greatest joy for me, is that kids, if you spend a bit of time with them, recognise they've all got their own strengths, and then engage with them. You know, that's why I've written it down, because I really enjoy their company and I've had a wonderful feedback from them over the years. And, you know, hopefully putting this out to a bigger audience, a few more people will benefit.
I've read a couple of chapters, Jim. I couldn't get through it all. I fell asleep.
Thank you, Bill.
There's a few pictures.
I saw
there,
the
Bill.
Pictures there.
Now, Craig, I went to watch Melbourne Grammar about 4 years ago play Geelong Grammar, where my son was playing his first game in year 11 in the first 18. I got there about 2 minutes after the start to see a kid getting carted off.
And
it was my young bloke.
Henry.
He'd stupidly gone back with a flight and got poleaxed by Paddy McCartan. But I stayed and watched, even though Henry didn't play, I stayed and watched the next three quarters and had to go to work. And I saw this young bloke playing for Melbourne Grammar. No idea who he was, standing next to one of the recruiters who was down there from one of the clubs. I said, geez, a young bloke in blonde hair can play a bit.
Yeah.
And he goes, yep, that's Hugh Goddard. He'll go in the first round. And he did go in the first round of the Saints, but since then has found continuity in his footy hard through injury. How's he going?
Yeah, no, look, Hughie's just had a little operation on his toe. He kicked the deck instead of the ball, and one of the ligaments needed to be popped back on. But he's back home and already started recovery and just really pumped for a... He didn't really get a full pre-season last year. So
he had the Achilles issue.
Achilles, and that's firing on all cylinders now. So he was sort of playing catch-up a bit with his fitness, you know, and was just getting to a good spot. And look, it's a bit of bad luck, but he's raring to get back into a full pre-season now.
How do you go watching? Are you, like we all watch our boys, do you watch him directly?
Probably do, and I'm a nervous wreck, yeah.
Yeah, nervous wreck.
Oh, are you really? Yeah, you find that hard?
I do, yeah. Look, and I've Jeremy, my youngest son, said, "Dad, you just got to let it go." But, you know, I do find it a bit difficult. Yeah.
Are you as brutally honest as I tend to be, Craig, when I watch my young bucks? I was watching on the weekend and one of them wasn't having a heap of footy.
No.
And I did ease out of the side of my mouth that I thought he was having an absolute shocker. And this parent next to me said, "Well, you can't say that." No. And I said, "Well, he is."
Can you be honest with your kids like that?
You can try to, but you better tell you to tell him rather than me tell him, I think, don't you?
But if it was a boy, you're like that sometimes, like you go, "Now, ask any chance you can kick a goal, mate, fair dinkum. It's all right in the middle, getting those quick kicks and tackling. Get down and win a game and kick some goals." Well, Dad, that's not coached like that. Yeah. So you got to be careful with
you
all
do
that.
Look, and you're absolutely right, Bill. And I mean, even if we do say that, you could perhaps package it in a way better than what, then certainly I do anyway.
So Huey boy, he'll be back soon, will he?
He will. Yeah. No, he's
how long do you reckon?
Well, I think he's got 6 weeks and then he's back on the track. And, you know, whether or not he could have been rushed back this year, I think they're really keen for him to get himself up and about, really fit, full pre-season and be raring to go. I mean, he's only 20, so there's plenty of time.
Have you found as a parent him going into an elite sporting environment like the Saints?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Look, it's a cracking club. They've been fantastic, the club, and really supportive of everything he's had to go through and continue to be. And it's got a really great family atmosphere and... Yeah, no, look, it's been great. It's really supportive.
And the load and how knackered they get and come home and the mental strain. I mean, it's much more than people think.
James, that's so true. I mean, the life of a young AFL footballer is nothing like what, you know, they experience on the pathway through, and they try and set them up for it. You know, Michael Turner's really good with sort of...
The Falcons are unbelievable, aren't they?
It's really setting it, you know, setting the tone, what it's going to be like, but it's literally like hitting a brick wall when they get there. They really realise they're alive and, you know, it's the real world straight away.
Yep. Yeah, tough world, and then you go along and they're having a crack at your kid.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, geez.
You or the
Don't get me started on that one.
Do you fire back or do you bite the tongue?
A couple of times I've probably let myself down a bit.
You do, let yourself down, but 28 tips for teenagers.
Get a copy of this book.
Where do we get a copy, Craig, please?
Yeah, you can go onto the website. It's tipsforteenagers.com.au.
Craig Goddard, it's a wonderful thing you've done. Good luck with it. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.